Real friends. Real fun.
Nat and Drew Show. Let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute on the way at 9:35. We always give the answer to question one. Helps you play the game faster. Hopefully that means you'll win that $1,000. This morning, the answer to question one is a murder.
Murder.
A murder. There you go.
Things were keeping that creepy vibe going here this morning after talking creepy TV shows, apparently. Throwback Throwdown just moments from now. Here's Ed Sheeran on Move Radio.
An arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick.
Something as simple as Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
the Nat and Drew Show's Throwback Throwdown.
Two throwbacks battling for your votes, each picked by a different member of the show. Which throwback do you want to hear this morning? Nat's the returning champion, picking first.
All right, so this song came out in 2011, and it had like just such a big moment at the time. It doesn't really live on anymore, but I don't even know where I heard it this weekend, but it was one of those like, oh my God, I forgot about this song. And back in 2011, I really loved it, so my pick this morning is Jessie J.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. Ain't about the
price tag. From Jessie J. If you want to hear that, text the word NAT to 103535. I am challenging today, and I picked the guy who's celebrating his birthday today. I wonder if he'll have a birthday party that's 12 hours long.
Oh,
everything he likes to do is like 12, 16 hours, isn't it? Sting! Sting is having a birthday.
He walked that back. He said that actually wasn't true.
I will never not believe in my man Sting. The Sting song that I'm choosing is actually his first solo hit. It was written as a response to one of the biggest hits the Police ever had, Every Breath You Take. My song, If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free. I wish you could see the look on Aaron's face right now.
That's a great song, Aaron.
Yeah, I couldn't. I didn't know where you were. Yeah, you're like,
oh,
no,
Aaron
not for you.
Hates this song.
Yeah, I love the Police. I love the Police. I'm not so sure how I feel about Sting solo. Ever. Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I want you to vote for me anyway.
That's
so
right.
that
I'm going to.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What do you want to hear? If it's Sting, text the word Drew to 103535.
If you want to hear Jessie J's price tag, text the word Nat to 103535. We'll play the winner next.
Probably slow dancing with a bleached blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. Time to thank.
Throwback Throwdown.
And the winner is...
Two throwbacks battling for your votes. Nat's the returning champ, picking first today.
From 2011, I am picking this hit by Jesse J.
It's not about the money.
I'm going back a little further for the guy celebrating a birthday today. His first solo hit single, Sting. Aaron's keeping track of the votes, though, as they come in on the text lines.
Roz was voting for Nat. Drew, your pick sounds terribly constipated. You did get someone.
Constipated?
I know. You did get someone that said, wow. Drew, your pick is great. Sting like a bee.
I love the fact, though, can we just go back to the constipated one for a second? Yeah. We have never, ever had a comment that is that, like, particular about a song.
No, never had the word constipated has never come up in the Throwback Throwdown before.
Nat,
this is the first.
You got lots of votes. Someone said it's not about the money, Nat. Nat, I agree with Aaron. Yuck, the Sting song is
Aaron had a real visceral reaction
I'm
to the
so
Sting
sorry.
Song as well.
Love the Police. Not sure about that song, and it seems like a lot of people agree.
Oh, wow.
With 72% of the vote, Nat wins.
Woo!
Yeah,
I'm
girl.
Sorry. I feel bad for the birthday boy. Don't tell
Happy
him.
Happy birthday, Sting. Here's Jesse J.
existence. How come you're naked in the kitchen? We're falling back, falling out. All the same mistakes, just a call away. Someone save me from myself.
Lineup of accusers is getting longer for Diddy.
Now, here's the scoop.
Tony Busby is a lawyer representing 120 new accusers. That's 120 new accusers. He expects lawsuits to be filed within the month on behalf of 60 men and 60 women. 25 of them were minors at the time of the alleged misconduct, the youngest of which was a boy who would have just been 9 at the time. He claims the abuse happened after being lured to New York City with the promise of a record deal. So this is 120 accusers right now, new accusers. This is probably far from the end, but this is where we're at. Mounting legal challenges against a new lawsuit's about to be filed. Who knows when this is going to end? Probably not for a very, very long time. So we are going to talk about things that are less gross than this, but wanted to let you know the latest, because that's just a bombshell number, 120, and then some of the ages involved in those people at the time that it allegedly happened.
You know what I've been fascinated by is one of the many aspects that, like, I've seen around is just how much people have sort of glommed onto Eminem songs that reference Diddy, and how many songs Eminem, like, reference Diddy in, and the fact that there are, I did a count, and I think there's like 6 or 7 now. Not all of them were, like, super accusatory. They were, like, sort of back in the day, and sometimes, like, rappers would just name drop each other, but, like, he's not liked him for a very long time,
yeah.
And, you know, and then 50 Cent hasn't liked him for a really long time, and you kind of wonder, and then people are like, well, then, like, what did you know, and why didn't you say something, or whatever, and I think there's going to be this thing where there was, like, rumors of weird parties and weirdness and accusations that go around, but people not necessarily knowing exactly the extent of this, like, of the depravity and how grotesque this all was. But there are some songs. The most recent one is a song called Fuel that Eminem released in July. And it's a song that you might have seen sort of on social media.
My 10-year-old mentioned that to me the other day. Like, that's how far and wide the Diddy news is spreading, is that, you know, kids of all ages are aware because they're exposed to the stories and they're aware of the music. So he was telling me about some of the Eminem songs that I didn't know of. Like, I knew of some of the older ones. I didn't know about this one that just came out a couple of months ago.
I think if people knew specifics, which I think that'll be another interesting aspect, right? Yeah. All the people that actually knew what was going on. But people like Eminem, right, who maybe heard rumors and just were disgusted by it and just wanted to call it out. Like, I think That's great.
Yeah.
And don't you just love all those people who kind of distance themselves from that whole world, even if there was pressure to be at the white party or whatever?
Yeah.
This went, ugh, not for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be kind of fun, actually, to go through and see who said no. And just,
well, a lot of people said yes. And that was, and there's two different things. There's two different parties that are happening, right? Like, there's just like the party where Diddy was trying to ingratiate himself into all sort of levels of Hollywood and fame. And then there were the horrific things that happened in other rooms and other places.
Yes.
As you mentioned, we are going to talk about something else. And this is just such a great story because Selena Gomez is pretty awesome. But there is a topic of conversation she does not want to discuss. She is now worth $1.3 billion because of her rare beauty makeup brand and was asked about it at the New York Film Festival.
I personally think it's distasteful to talk about money, but I really am giving all the credit to the people who buy the products. They're the ones that made this dream of mine come true. So I'm really, really honored and just happy.
I won't talk about how I've made $1.3 billion, but thank you very much, and keep it coming.
The Scoop, weekdays at 720, 820, and 920.
Move 103.5.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be. And I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment. And all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want.
I tell you lies, your touch is righteous. On our way, we don't waste time. Got my hands, lay them down on your waistline. Then we get low. Even if it's only for a night, let's make it timeless.
Preston Pablo on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show, the home of the $1,000 Minute. We play twice a day. Earlier this morning, Marie won $70. Maybe you can do better. Maybe you could even win $1,000 playing the game.
Caller 25 will get to play. 604-280-1035. We'll play after new music from Shawn Mendes.
This is new music.
Shawn Mendes. YYY.
On Move.
Everything that hurts me still the same. Feels like there's nothing new for me to say.
Drew's $1,000 Minute.
Novalyn just dropped her. Is it your daughter you dropped off at daycare this morning, Novalyn?
My son.
Your son. So now you are, have you taken a deep breath yet, now that you've dropped your son off for the morning?
Not quite a deep breath.
What do you have planned for the time that your son is in daycare? What are you going to do?
Some errands. It's his birthday tomorrow, so.
Oh, you got some prep work. Okay. Gotcha.
Is it going to be a big party?
No.
Just
us.
All right.
Nice. Fun day ahead. Well, thank you for listening this morning and calling in to take a shot at winning $1,000. We've got 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right in the time limit, and you win $1,000 that you can or cannot spend on party decorations for tomorrow. It's your call. If not, it's $10 for each correct answer you do give us this morning, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, Novalyn. Here we go. $1,000 minute starts now.
What do you call a group of crows?
A group of what?
Crows? The Mertz. How many R's are in the street name Berard?
Three.
Spanky, Alfalfa, and Buckwheat were members of what television kid gang?
Pass.
Who is the wife and co-host to Mark Consuelos?
Kelly Ripa.
Vote for Pedro was a defining line from what cult classic?
Pass.
How many members were in NSYNC?
Five.
What's the name of the Disney movie about the baby elephant with big ears?
Dumbo.
Say My Name and Bills, Bills, Bills were hit songs by what girl group?
Beyonce.
What continent is the country Guyana in?
Pass.
Badger, cat, or dog? Which one is not a yoga pose?
Cat, dog, badger.
What do you call a group of crows?
Out of time. It does sound like you're multitasking. We can hear somebody in the background there.
That was my husband. He was driving.
He's driving. Okay.
Not a bad run here this morning. A group of crows is called a murder.
A murder of
crows. There are three R's in Berard. You got that right. The Little Rascals was the TV gang that we were looking for. You know, Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos are married. Vote for Pedro was a line from the movie Napoleon Dynamite. Then you got the next two answers correct. Destiny's Child was the group that we were looking for. Beyonce, of course, was the
Destiny,
singer.
Yeah, sorry.
Destiny's Child was the girls' group we were looking for. Guyana is in South America. And Badger is the correct answer for question 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct answers and $50 for you. Hey!
Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
That's like birthday treats or something. Like that's a cake for sure.
Happy birthday to your son
that's
tomorrow.
For cake, yes.
Yeah.
Hope it's a good day. Thanks so much for listening. We play the $1,000 minute twice a day, 7:35 and 9:35 on Move 103.5.
Next mistake, love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors lie, and I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends, I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand, I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever. And I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Oh, no.
am a nightmare dressed like a daydream. Your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
Today's Best Variety Move 103.5. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. We are just about done for the day, but before we go, we have to show our work. Aaron, what'd you learn?
I learned that the state of California has banned red dye number 40. I bet you thought that that had already been done, but no, it has not. And six other chemicals as well from California public schools. So kids can no longer get red dye number 40, which is found in products like Cheetos, Doritos, Skittles, M&M's, Starburst, Gatorade, Mountain Dew, Cap'n Crunch, Ruffles, and
everything.
Takis.
All of my kids' favorite things.
Same.
Especially the Takis.
I know.
Yeah. Takis are just, I feel like they're the hip snack you're in elementary school in particular.
Yes.
The Takis.
Yes.
So anything fun, kids.
Yeah.
Guess what? No.
That leaves your fingers really, really red really, really orange. That's a giveaway.
Yeah. Guess what doesn't do that? An apple.
That's right.
Drew.
Boring.
I know. Nobody wants to hear that. Yeah. Drew, what'd you learn?
Well, Vancouver is getting more and more respect on the world food scene. We were named the sixth best city on earth, sixth best big city on earth for restaurants. This by the Condé Nast Traveler's annual readers poll. Vancouver finishing sixth, only behind cities like Tokyo and Singapore and Cape Town, and right up there among the best in the world. Some of the restaurants that got shout outs: Bao Bei, Savio Volpe, and Vidges, of course, as well, all got mentioned in the Condé Nast Awards.
Super. Yay. Cool. I just think it's wild that like we've beat New York City and London.
Yeah, London, I think, was number 10 on the list. Montreal was number 9. I'm not sure New York made the top 10. I'd have to look at the top 10 again, but I'm not sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone's got a grudge.
And what about the city where the bear is set? Chicago.
Right?
Okay, and then today is Wednesday, so we always do Would You Rather on our show on Wednesday. And we play Would You Rather throughout the course of the morning, and we have the scenarios up on the Nat Drew Show stories on Instagram. And this one here, we will end the show with this. Would you rather always have to wear tap shoes or always wear an I'm with stupid t-shirt?
I had an I'm with stupid t-shirt once upon a time. I'd be totally happy to wear
to
that
everything.
Again.
You have, it has to be visible. So
that's fine.
To your court hearing.
What am I going to court for?
I don't know. You're going to court.
You can just, zhuzh it up a little bit and wear a blazer.
Yeah.
Just wear a blazer over top.
It's pointing at your lawyer.
That's fine.
Come
Everybody
on.
In the courtroom knows lawyers are stupid.
Aaron, shoes or the shirt?
Tap shoes are so slippery. They really are. They're hard to walk in. I'm doing the stupid shirt, too, at all costs.
All right. Well, the stupid shirt is winning by 59% of the vote, but I would just say that tap shoes are gaining.
We know where Nat's voting on that one. You can listen to the show on demand anytime. Just search for the Nat and Drew Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Move's Dream Big is back. With $20,000 winners every week. Dream Big with Move.
Dream Big.
Plus new, bigger Dream Big bonus prizes. $1,000 every single weekday.
Wow.
For new keywords every 2 hours from 6 to 6. Then enter them at move1035.ca. The more you enter, the more chances to win. Dream big with move1035.
Dream big with Move.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
White Spot knows that one of the hardest Thanksgiving traditions to master is turkey math. Like, how big is a 15-pound turkey? How many people does a 9-kilo turkey feed? Was it 13 minutes per pound? And is this going to be enough to feed the whole family? This Thanksgiving season, skip the turkey math and bring the family to White Spot. Enjoy favorites like turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie. Or pre-order and take away our Heat and Serve dinner for two and enjoy one free pie. Now that's math everyone can appreciate. On now until October 14th at White Spot. We'll see you soon.
Attention, Save On Food shoppers. We have an in-store special on potatoes.
locally sourced potatoes, which, if unsold, will be donated to a local food bank or a farm to feed animals or return to the earth as compost. Because at Save On Foods, we believe that food should be put to its best possible use, not just thrown away.
We're extra passionate about helping our communities because a little extra can mean a lot. Learn more at SaveOnFoods.com.
Save On Foods, giving you extra.
Welcome, everyone, to our housewarming party. We just wanted to thank those who helped us get here. First, Tony, our amazing realtor. Also, Susan with the market forecasts. Isaac and Gurpreet for the historic sales data. Maylin in MLS. Jordan in professional standards. Anya, Sarah, the Michaels, both L and P.
Behind every purchase or sale, there's a team of realtors and brokers. And behind that team, there's us. The Greater Vancouver Realtors, the people who support the people who do real estate.
Maxine, Claire, almost done. Brianne, Micah, Alex.
Imagine a fitness journey where you call the shots. At Club 16, Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit, you have freedom to shape your own workout experience. With no enrollment fees, no fixed terms, and no commitments, you can focus purely on achieving your fitness goals. And should things change, you can cancel anytime. It's membership on your terms. And with 17 convenient locations across the Lower Mainland, a healthier you is just around the corner. Club 16, Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit. Join today on site or start at trevorlindenfitness.com.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Sam had aspirations of opening a clothing boutique. She called Alpine Credits and was sent a speedy superhero to help with a business loan. Super speed doesn't translate to radio, but when our hero runs, she sounds like this. If you ran at the speed of light, you'd sound funny too. Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
I'm Adrienne Gear, president of the BC Nurses Union. Nurses know some cuts don't heal. Privatization and slashing healthcare budgets will put the lives of our loved ones at risk. BC needs to continue investing in public healthcare to ensure you and your loved ones have access to the safe patient care we all deserve. On October 19th, vote like your health depends on it.
Authorized by the BC Nurses Union. Registered sponsor under the Election Act. 604-433-2268.
Ask your doctor about Jublia.
Captain Mighty here, workshopping some new hero catchphrases with Ellie from Hero Home Care.
Happy to help.
Ah, Hero Home Care, always ready to help. That's why you're heroes, not just caregivers, especially when someone has a family member in need of home care.
Sure, whether it's companionship, 24-hour nursing, or something in between, we provide solutions for peace of mind to families in the Lower Mainland and the Fraser Valley.
Terrific. Say, what do you think about this? Justice Mighty style.
It's not great.
Well, that's unfortunate.
HeroHomeCare.ca.
Callum.
Yes, Michael?
I'm really disappointed in you.
Why? The stores are doing fantastic.
I'm disappointed that you told Fiona about me being in love with Sarah.
Michael, I did not tell Fiona anything about Sarah.
Then how did she find out?
I have no idea.
What did Fiona say to you about me and Sarah?
All I can tell you is that Fiona went to Africa to talk to the people in charge of the diamond mines.
So Fiona knows that De Beers is being sold?
Evidently.
Every jeweler in the world is worried about what's going to happen when the new owners of De Beers take over.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
My older sister Fiona is making sure everything turns out okay for the people of Canada and for Spence Diamonds.
Has she always been like that? A guardian angel?
I've been watching her do it since the day I was born.
We're lucky to have your older sister.
Everyone is lucky to have my older sister.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
CTVNewsVancouver.ca, your trusted news source. Get stories that matter to you 24/7. Local breaking news, anytime, anywhere at CTVNewsVancouver.ca and the CTV News app.
Hey!
Here we go.
Let's get the music moving.
Moving, grooving.
60 minutes of nonstop variety starts now.
Don't just stop.
Move.
Trust fall, baby.
today's best variety. Move 103.5.
Beauty Queen, Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers.